Welcome back to the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host Khalid, and my guest today is Carly, and we talk about her journey into fitness, health, her background in gymnastics, training, exercise, accidents, how to fix posture and issues with the body, and many more things. Stay tuned.
Hello, how are you doing? Hope everything is good.
Yeah, everything is good. Everything is so good. How are you?
That's awesome. I'm fine. I appreciate you for your time, my dear. And yeah, we'll just say we can start. Tell people who you are, a little bit about you, your background. And yeah, let's go.
Okay. Hey, my name is Carly, and I am from the beautiful city of Austin, Texas. Everybody is flooding here, so it's a good place to be, a very vibrant place to be right now, especially for the fitness industry and the wellness industry. There's always something to do. There's always something to be a part of, and it's really awesome. So I'm from this city, born and raised, and I grew up as a gymnast, and then I went to cheerleading a little bit after. And so I've just kind of been always into sports and moving the body. And now I'm a movement coach in the same city that I grew up in, which is so fun. But my movement now is solely tailored to like restoring movement, which is so much easier for my body. I went hard when I was little, just jamming, you know, all my muscle joints and stuff. And so gymnastics is really hard on the body.
That's true. Yeah.
It's really hard on the body. So I just focus on a lot of just being with the body now.
Yeah. But that's why your shape is incredible, because you have that background in gymnastics and all your training. So I can definitely see that now for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those things that kind of just sticks with you whenever you grow up. I mean, if anybody has been in any kind of sports as a kid, it's so ingrained in you that when you grow up, it's muscle memory. Even whenever you thought that you lost it, you haven't. You just
it's always there.
Connect. Mm-hmm. It's always
there. Definitely. And that's very interesting that you say, because even guys like Joe Rogan, he moved like 2-3 years ago from, you know, LA to Texas with his whole podcast and stuff and all of the things, like hunting wise, business wise, you know, and sports definitely is a good place. But what makes it so special, other than maybe the rough and tough life? Because I think for a lot of martial arts, probably Texas is a great place to be, because you can shoot, you can train, there's like the wildness and stuff like that. So yeah, but what is that like? Or is it maybe gorgeous ladies like you that's so appealing, or why are people are moving to this place?
You know, I honestly think that Texas has a beautiful way of just saying, hey, you do whatever you want to do, as long as it's not affecting us in any kind of like bad way. You just be whoever you want to be. And so I really love this place so much, and I love that everybody's coming here. Our weather is just perfect. I mean, hardly, but like it's really hot here. But I just think that Texas just allows you to just be, it allows you to breathe. There's not so many rules, but there are a lot of rules. Of course, anywhere you go, there's rules.
Yeah, of
but
course,
I just
yeah.
think that like Texas just allows you to just be, and with the whole fighting and all of the comedians coming here now too. I don't know what that's about, but I think that it's Austin and it's Dallas.
Yes, and because of guys like Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan is not just his podcast, but he's also a big stand-up comedian. I mean, he sells Netflix shows and stuff like that, and all of his, you know, friends who do the stand-up as well. So basically, they're all one big team, and of course, the people follow it, they see it, and they come. So I think once some big name is moving, the rest follows probably.
Yep, I mean, we got Elon Musk now, so that's like, anytime I go out somewhere, someone's like, oh, I work for Tesla, and I'm like, cool, that's awesome. Did you meet Elon yet?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely funny. Yeah, that's true.
It's
crazy. So that would be probably the reason. So what do you think? Should I move to Texas as well?
I mean, we have plenty of room. We have plenty of room, and it's cheaper here. So
and also like tax wise. It's very, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people moved from LA, especially, you know, the big earners, a lot of people with big businesses, actors, whatever, they moved there as well. So that's probably also one of the reasons.
Which is like kind of what I hit on earlier. It's like Texas just allows you to just kind of be. Like they're not always on your, you know, always on your tail trying to figure out what you're doing. It just allows you to be, just be, which is, I think that's what we all kind of aim for, is like we, you know, like we need some kind of structure in life, but we all just kind of, in the end, we just want to be and to, you know, we're human beings, we're not human doings, you know, so we just want to be. So
Yeah, definitely. I think that's probably a big role because a lot of people they fed up with all the rules and restrictions, especially like 3, 4 years ago when all that shit happened. So they
oh my
probably
goodness,
want to
you
be,
know
you know,
what,
just like that.
so what's funny about that is because I'm from Austin, and when the COVID happened, I promise you, I feel like nothing in my world changed. Like maybe for
Yeah,
like
I
the
can
first
imagine.
2 weeks, but like everything was open. We were all living our
Yeah.
lives still. We were
Same like
all,
Miami, yeah.
yeah, it's like, you know, we were all just doing that human connection, and it was so nice to have that. And being outside, of course, you know, we're forced to be outside, we're, you know, working. So that was really fun. Texas is definitely the place to be sometimes.
Yeah, that's also very interesting because you guys didn't have really restrictions, Miami as well, so yeah, it's perfect. I don't know how it was like if you wanted to fly out to other states or so, maybe, but other than that, from what I heard within Texas itself, there was like really nothing. So everything was open, you could do all the things. So yeah, it's awesome.
Yep, we're like, you know what, guns out, buns out, we're all happy, we're all happy here.
Yeah, I
So are you
definitely
in
can imagine.
Miami? Is that what I was hearing?
No, I'm in Germany, but I know a lot of people from Miami, and I know in Miami at the time because that was really annoying. I had some friends in Miami. Like, I mean, with us, our gyms at least they were just closed for the first 6 weeks, and after that they opened everything. So I did my own routine. It was lucky it was mid-March, so weather was pretty okay. Sometimes I train outside, sometimes I train at home. I have my stuff there, my weights, you know, heavy bag, whatever, all the things. So I did my program. That's no problem. But I was still like watching like the first days. Like I saw some of my friends in Miami. They were like hitting mitts and training in the gym. Everything was like, the fuck is going on here? But I mean, you just need to know how to work around certain things. You need to know how to work the system. You need to be a resilient person because for me, like when you do martial arts or like all the people who are athletes their whole life, if you you know stand up, if you stay for something, then you have to do it. Like if I have a specific opinion or if I stand for something, then that's it. I nobody can basically pressure cook me or like put me down or like or say, oh, you have to follow these rules and stuff like that, if it's just bullshit. So and I noticed very quick because I always knew like most people probably in the world are really stupid, but I noticed like the people who stand up for themselves, like big business people, people who work out a lot, athletes, they're always the people, you know, that's very dangerous for society because they speak up what's in their mind and they think a lot of times outside of the box and they try to attack these people all the time. But, you know, I mean, it proved in the last 3, 4 years that, like I said, most people are definitely stupid and but that's how it is. That's probably how the world is. At least in a Western society.
I feel like a lot of people just don't know, you know? Some people just don't know,
Well,
or
I
they're not
guess, I
willing.
mean, but the information is out, but it's like just or people don't want to know. It's just because they're just too afraid for the truth. That's also another reason. Because all the in these days, it doesn't count. I don't know because we're not living in some backyard where you don't get access to certain information. It's just people are too afraid to accept the reality. And most people like so unhealthy and fat and like out of shape. And I mean, I know I always tell American people if Germany would be the same size like America, we probably would have as many unhealthy people as you guys, probably even more. So the only difference is just because your country is bigger. That's the only reason. But it's so crazy. So many people are so unhealthy, out of shape that that's really incredible. Sometimes you can't believe it because we always think when we connect with each other, people who work out, athletes, whatever, like most people are like that. But if you just look around, then you see all these people, how they look and they're out of shape and everything. And it's really crazy.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to comment too much on that, but one thing I will say is that I feel like we've accepted too much, and I think that that's kind of where we've gotten confused and lost. But other than that, no matter what, fitness and like being physical and active is always going to surpass anything that you're ever going to get. Sure. Like, especially being outside. It's like, you can go to the doctor, the doctor's going to give you, okay, look, I have to say something about the doctors. I just have to say this because
you can say whatever you want, honey, so don't worry. Okay.
So like, I just don't really feel like I don't mind the doctors. The doctors are awesome. They have their job, they have their specific role. But just like with coaching, you know, you don't want to approach every client the same exact way because everybody's where they're at. I mean, we all have our own unique experiences. True. And my experiences through the doctors, when anytime that I went, when I did go, it's like they want to give me a Tylenol pill for any kind of thing.
If I have pills, whatever.
If I have something this, and it's always Tylenol. And I'm wondering, why is it Tylenol every single time? And then that to me gave me kind of like distrust. It's just like, you know, you can't just approach this based on, you know, oh, okay, I checked this box, I checked that box. Okay, so then I must need that, you know? Yep. So I definitely feel that we can do better.
And, yes, 100%.
And
you can speak it out how it is. You don't need to be afraid. You can say everything you want about podcast.
Yeah, you know that, because everything has their place. Everything has their place. They have their roles. But I feel like we're all humans, that we need to connect on a deeper level, and getting to really know somebody and giving them a different type of protocol is probably a little bit more beneficial in their efforts than going to a doctor and take this.
That's why you need to always with everything you do, coaching, business, doctors, you always need to find the right people, because in every, you know, area what you do or everything you do, there are always good people, like great people who know their shit. But with most doctors, it's like they just follow the protocol, and they just basically they're working on the school medicine. And in the meantime, it's proven that it's not always the most effective thing. And either they don't want, or it's just they get paid like from certain governments, whatever, and then they just sell the things they need to sell, whatever.
Yeah, I think that, but also they also probably don't know either, you know. They probably only went to school for this, and they're not thinking outside of the box, you know, and so they're just doing what the job is telling them, which is completely fine. But when you're a thinking person, and when you start to, you know,
there's always more to this,
care about your well-being, you actually want to know certain things and why. I love to ask the question why. When people can't give me the answer, then I start to question, well, then why even do this, you know? Yep, because everything has to have a reason, and it's not just because of I said so type of thing.
Yep.
It's a, you know, this is the reason why we're doing it. And so I used to coach a long time ago. I used to train a whole bunch of like employees whenever I worked at a coffee shop. And even then, like, my manager was kind of getting on to me, like, oh, well, they need to do it this way, that way. And I told him, I said, absolutely not. If they're getting the same exact result, why would I tell them to do it different because we want it to be that way. You know, our bodies move in so many different ways. Like, I pull with my left hand, even though I'm right hand dominant. You know, our bodies just move in different ways. And so I'm not going to tell somebody to strictly do it the robot way, because that's how society wants it, or that's how we, you know, we, so.
But that's definitely true. I like that. How did you get into sports? So, you know, being an athlete, was it like always a dream as a little kid to get into gymnastics and then all your other workouts, or your parents put you in, or how did your journey start?
You know, my mom actually put me in gymnastics, and I'm so thankful that she did. I started gymnastics
perfect, yeah.
2 years old, and I don't have a lot of like good memory, but what I do remember from it is that I lived at the gym. When I mean I lived at the gym, I remember like even taking, like, we would spend the night there. We would have sleepovers. I even went to school there eventually. So it was called the charter school. I basically lived and breathed at the gym. And I loved it so much. But what happened was I got a coach when I think I was 9 years old, and he was always screaming at me and stuff because he was so passionate about the sport. And for me, I'm just trying
that's
to
too much. Yeah.
You know? And so at 9 years old, I was like, you know what? There was cheerleaders at the same gym and I looked at them and they looked like they were having fun. So I looked at my yeah. mom and I said, Mom, I want to go join them, you know? Yeah. And
so up to when you were 9 years old, you did gymnastics and mm-hmm. then you switched to cheerleading.
Yeah, I did cheerleading for until I was 15 or 16. And then I did dance for my last 2 years of high school. And yeah. they're all different type of sports, but they're all body sports, no yes. ball contact or anything yeah. like that. And I didn't do any sports for the school until dance. So yeah. my sophomore, my junior and my senior year, I did school dance, which is very different than being in competitive,
yeah.
which is fun. But like I had a lot of injuries. I didn't break any bones or anything like that, but I never had correct form. In okay, anything yeah. that I did. I'm saying that I,
yeah.
I figured that out later on in life. All my imbalances are showing and like presenting itself to my, you know, I'm like, okay, it's time to like really work on my body. And so, yeah.
Why did nobody really correct you back then? I mean, it's not like we live in the 80s or like beginning of the 90s where like all these athletes put so much weight on and they trained the wrong way and now they're 50, 60 and they're like all messed up and injured. Like why did no coach also like try to fix your form or whatever? So yeah, that's crazy. So
I believe in gymnastics they did a little bit, but everything is so fast paced yeah. that like there's so many of us. I don't think that they like really paid attention to like everybody's form, especially in cheerleading. There was just so many of us. Yeah. And even so that like sometimes I would skip the warm-ups because I didn't want to do any of that.
It's boring. That's crazy, yeah.
Same exact stretch from gymnastics to cheerleading. I mean, we always started with the straddle. We went left, we went right. We did this, we did that. It was the same exact thing. And so I don't know why anybody didn't correct me, to be honest. And I think having flat feet also didn't help either.
Yeah, that's
so I definitely, yeah, that made it a whole lot worse, especially when I was in high school. I started having a lot of knee pain. So I have Oschkenschlatter's knees. So yep. that's on my right. It's fun, but we're, you know, like growing up, like now that I've learned how work with my body, it doesn't bother me anymore, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, because now when I watch you, like, I mean, you're still in fantastic shape, but you can move very well. Like all the exercise in the videos you do is definitely amazing, and you have very, very good hips, so it seems like you probably fixed a lot of these issues. So what did you do any other sports or like strength training after your school time, or like how did you get into the mobility and all that routine, the changing, fixing your body? How did that happen?
Ooh, okay, so COVID actually happened. And so I said that Austin didn't really shut down, but it didn't really, but I lost my jobs.
Yeah.
So I was in the service industry and I decided, I mean, I was already doing some workouts here and there, but I had so much more time that I started to spend time outside. And I got into my cheerleading or in my gymnastics again. So I started doing flips and stuff outside at the parks. And then I realized that my body's not the same when I was younger. So like this hurts. And someone mentioned to me this one restorative movement program. And that changed my entire life ever since. Like it's amazing how much it changed my life. It made movement a whole lot easier. And since then, like I don't see myself not moving for the rest of my life. I feel like this is like what I was supposed to do. And it's so gentle to my bones, it's so gentle to my body, and it's also helping me get stronger, more mobile, more flexible, and having trust back into my body again. So yeah, I got introduced to a program called Original Strength, and that's a whole body restorative program, and it's all about, yes, thank you. By the way, Paul introduced me to that, so thank you, Paul Benton.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program. It's all gentle movements. It's all based on like how we developed our original.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know a little bit about it, but it's how we developed our original strength through just childbirth. So like you start with breathing, you know, head control, eye control. We do all that stuff that is fundamental to the human movement. And
yeah, definitely.
I love
it. It's important. Yeah, I can definitely see that. And like, I mean, you're smiling, you're shining, like everything is amazing. I mean, that's always something very important. A lot of people neglect or tend to forget, you know, back to the roots, basically, because with the shoes and sitting, I mean, if you sit a few minutes or an hour or so, it doesn't matter if you move a lot, but most people, they sit just too much, and the unhealthy lifestyle, shoes and all these things. And over the years, then you start to have these problems, whether it's with breathing, with, you know, feet, knee, hips, and all of these things. And the bodies, you know, a whole body. So you need to really address everything from head to toe. And that's probably what most people are missing. You really need to address everything. Like if you have some knee pain, you need to address the feet as well, like hips, all of these things. You know, neck, a lot of people have neck problems because they're always sitting forward like that, and all of these things. And that's why I think it's great that you start to do that program. And I mean, I can definitely see that, like, the way you move is amazing and almost effortless. So yeah, I think definitely helped you a lot. And you just have so much more energy, and you feel like alive. You feel like you really have like everything. Nothing is holding you back, because I know with most, even with athletes, because they don't pay too much attention to mobility, it's always like if you would run and I would grab, I would wrap around my hands around your hips, and you want to run, and I always pull you back. And that's how it feels for most people, always restricted.
Yeah, so what I really love about this is because even just discovering this, it's opens up your world. It's like, okay, now you have trust in your body, and like you almost have, like, are aware of like every single inch of your body and like what it's actually doing. And I think that it's wonderful for people who want to get back in touch to like what are they actually feeling and what's going on inside of their bodies, because like I had no idea, like all my my other imbalances, I always knew like the, you know, the obvious ones, but then there's some other ones where I'm just like, wow, I cannot believe this. Like, this is amazing. Of like, if you spend just even 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, and it's like restoring, it's like rebooting your whole system from the inside out. Like, it's like restarting your computer when there's too many tabs open and it's just glitching.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, well, let me give my nervous system a break for a second. Let me reboot it and refresh so that way that I can think clearly and I can be in my body and just be, you know, just be. Instead of stressing and worrying and just having this outer body experience, when really we need to be in here to be able to think clearer, you know?
Yeah.
And so
definitely. That's awesome. Yeah, I definitely can see you have a lot of energy. And what I also like that you're very open and also think outside the box. And that's what you definitely need if you want to be completely healthy and everything is in check, because the whole body, like everything, needs to be on point. And definitely, at least for me, because when you're an athlete, when you work out all the time, when you want to achieve, you know, a lot of things and want to be always the best, then that's how you need to address it. And I think you definitely know that, you know, from your days when you have your competitions or preparations and all these things. So yeah, definitely. That's very important. And I mean, can I definitely feel you have a lot of energy. You seem to be very happy. Do you have any future projects or goals you want to achieve, or something you want to put out in the next months or weeks?
The next month or week. So, you know, I am actually working on putting out a in-person event here in Austin. And I want to make it really big. So I'm working on putting a huge event together that is just going to be movement and maybe with kids. I'm not too sure just yet, because I feel like this is for everybody, but I want to just tailor it to a specific person right now. And I feel like Austin, yeah. So right now I'm working on an event right now, just a huge event, just kind of getting everybody just moving, old people, young people, dogs. I mean, just anybody, because these are all gentle movements and everybody can do them.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it will be awesome when you do that. Definitely let me know when you put it out. I need to promote it for sure. Do you have any
Oh.
last advice or something you want to promote, something you want to tell people, maybe some last advice or so?
Yeah, one advice I want to give to people is that when it comes to movement or it comes to exercise, that you don't have to think of it as in you're going to the gym, that you're doing all of these sweating. Physical activity is just good in general. Moving your
Yes.
body, moving, like just doing this is so good. Moving all of your
Everything.
joints, getting
Yeah.
things that don't move all the time, just to get a moving, move them. Also, one other thing is when it comes to the root and the foundation, your breath is where it starts. If
Yes,
you're not breathing,
definitely.
everything else is going to be not completely wrong, but it's going to be off.
It
So
blocks you a lot, yeah.
so before you do anything, even before you get out of bed, just breathe for 1 minute, just focus on it and do it intentionally. You'll see so many benefits afterwards. Like
Yes,
if you just
definitely,
catch
that's true.
real quick, ground and then move.
No,
Ground and
that's
then move.
definitely very true. That's so important because most people breathe anyway wrong, because up to the, 5 to 6 years old, then we breathe correct, and then it starts basically from first year sitting in school, and then it changes because a lot of people don't breathe from the diaphragm. And I know Bas Rutten, he developed like a O2 trainer with Dr. Belisa Vranish. Like, you have your like a mouthpiece and you learn how to breathe, the correct way, because most people, they always do it from the shoulders, like instead really using the whole body. And once you change that, it definitely helps a lot. So it seems like you're very much into all the health things, and that's really amazing. So soon as your event is out, definitely let it let me know. I will definitely push it and promote it because people need to see that for sure. And yeah, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you. I hope we can do many more podcasts in the future again.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me. I'll see
Anytime,
you
and have a great day, everybody, and see you soon. Bye.
That's it from the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my guest today was Carly, and we talked about her journey into fitness, health, her background as a gymnast, being a cheerleader, fixing injuries, posture, breath work, and many more things. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow her on Instagram. Check out her amazing journey. If you want to know more about the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and all available platforms, just type in the Martial Arts Show 2.0. You will find me there. Thank you for the support. Until next time. Bye, everybody.